Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let's get started with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and a Monster College. Come on, let's move on to the next test. Let's have a breath-holding contest. On the count of three, let's go down. Let's see who can hold their breath the longest. Okay, this time I won't lose. Perfect, that's the spirit. Three. Two. One. Go! Grace doesn't know it, but my lungs are unbeatable. This time I have victory in my pocket. Huh? Hey there, keep going, you're doing great. Ew. Congrats, Grim, you lasted much longer than I thought. Yeah, well, not enough to defeat a mermaid. But at least it was a good workout. I'm glad you took it in good spirits. The test was just a joke. Obviously you couldn't beat me, but I really appreciate the effort. Come on, now it's time for the decisive test. Let's go. Are you ready, Grim? The final test will be a swimming race. I don't think I stand a chance against a mermaid. But with my werewolf physique, I can at least try. That's the spirit, big guy. So let's get to the other side and come back. Are you in? I'll give you a run for your money. Ready, set, go! I'll push my body to the limit. I just have to make sure I don't get torn apart. We're neck and neck. She's underestimating me. She's swimming backstroke, giving me an advantage. Maybe she actually wants me to win. Come on, Grim. You're doing great. You're almost there. Just a couple more strokes. I did it. Ah. Congratulations, Grim. You're almost about to beat me. You came in second, though. What a shame. Impressive. Even though you went backstroke, you still managed to best me. Thank you anyway. It was a great workout. Yeah, you gave it your all. I'm proud of you. What do you say? Do I still deserve a prize? A prize, you say, huh? Yeah, I'll give you your prize now. Huh? Grim, there's someone... Darling, look. What an adorable lake. I don't remember it being on the map. Grace, dive in. I'll take care of it here. Hey there. Oh, hey, young man. Hello there, young man. How's the water? A bit cold, but you get used to it. You know, young man, we've been trekking for years, but we never ventured into this area. Yeah, this area's nice. It's incredible that we never noticed this lake before. Yeah, strange, isn't it? Yeah, very strange indeed. Are you from around here? More or less. I come to the lake to train, you know. This part of the woods is very dangerous, though. Be careful, I advise you not to venture too far in. Oh my, dangerous? What do you mean? Well, I know that many wolves have been spotted. Wolves? That's great news. It's been a long time since wolves were seen in this area. I thought they'd long disappeared. Oh dear, wouldn't it be fantastic to photograph them? Absolutely, darling. No, no, no! We must not disturb... Ah! Yeah, you wanted a prize, didn't you? Grace, what? Grace is trying to play with my cock. I'll let her do it. Sounds like fun. Young man, everything okay? Yeah, everything's okay. Everything's very okay. A mischievous fish is having fun biting me. However, not bad. Oh my, Grace, what is she doing? I feel her mouth on my cock. Is she crazy? Anyway, it's fantastic. So exciting. Everything is fine. Thanks for the concern. Are you sure everything's okay? You don't seem to be doing very well. I assure you, I couldn't be better. If you say so. Ah, yes, like that. Yes. I mean... Everything's okay, I assure you. Oh, shit. Boy? Something's not right. We have a first aid kit with us. Gulp. No, no. Don't worry, I've never been better. Just a cramp, haha. Dear, this boy is starting to scare me. Something's not right. We better go. Well, young man, we'll leave you to your training. Nice to have met you. Goodbye. Oh, yes, nice to meet you. Goodbye. Finally. Grace! What came into your mind? What got into you? Huh? Gulp. Eh-heh. So, did you like the prize? What's wrong? Didn't you like it? What? No, it was amazing. My heart is still racing. I don't know if it was because of, you know, what you were doing down there, because we risked being caught by those two idiots. Weren't you scared? What if we'd been caught? Scared? Maybe at first. So why did you keep going? Because sucking it while those two idiots were watching. Well, it turned me on so much. I couldn't stop. It was such a rush. Didn't you find it exciting too? To be completely honest, yeah, it was really exciting. Aside from the blowjob, I meant to say. Aren't you afraid of humans discovering you? Not really. In the end, the fact that the stone was stolen is not so terrible. I like the thrill. I find it exciting. Maybe we'll do it again next time. What do you say? Hey, wait, where are you going? See ya, Grim. And there she goes, suddenly as she appeared. As suddenly as she appeared. My, my, what a girl. Grace is an inexhaustible source of eroticism. She even seems happy that the stone is gone. The girl loves risk. She certainly wasn't as terrified as the others. And what if she was the one who planned the theft? Some erotic game, hoping to be discovered by humans. Too absurd? I can't rule anything out, though. Every time I meet Grace, there's something weird going on. I never know how to behave around her. I have so much on my mind. I can't get Sophia's words about Lily out of my head. Something doesn't add up. I can't ignore her warnings. Oh, speak of the devil, there she is. Hey, Sophia. Grim! Sorry to cut short the pleasantries. I keep thinking about your warnings about Lily, and I can't ignore them. To be honest, I'm glad. Finally, you're committing to something useful. If we have to work together to solve this thing that evidently also concerns you personally... What, personally? I never said that. There's no need to say it in words. Your behavior makes it quite obvious. But, I was saying... If we have to collaborate, you could start being less sour and revealing more information to me, don't you think? I have no intention of blindly following all your directives without asking questions. If you want my help, start opening up to me. Okay, there's no need to get so worked up, bully. Hey, I can hear you. Huh? No, I didn't say anything. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about. Come on, let's sit there. Alright. To start with, yes, you're right. I'm more involved than I'd like to admit in this damn story. Why? Let's go in order. Alright, explain everything to me. To me, rather. So, Grim, you need to know that last year what was classified as an accident happened. Until last year, there were two Gorgons on this campus. So Lily wasn't the only Gorgon? No. There was another guy, a Gorgon named Edward. He and I, we knew each other, and we were friends. She keeps on hiding something. It's clear from the way she speaks. Well, it doesn't seem like the right time to push her for now. When they found him petrified, they said it was his own snake's fault. It's something that's very rare, but actually not impossible. But I knew him. His snakes would have never done that. She seems very attached to this guy. I wonder what the truth is. And you suspect it was Lily? That girl. If you're not dating Lily, you should have started to get an idea of who she really is. She doesn't accept a no, especially not from someone she likes. Yeah, I got that impression before. Even at the pool party. I was watching you. Did you see her reaction when you got in the water with Grace, right? Unfortunately, to this day, the matter remains unsolved and classified as a simple accident. I have no evidence to incriminate her yet, but I'm sure it was Lily. However, I've discovered a method to find out who turned him into stone. I imagine with magic. Exactly a ritual, but to do it, you need some ingredients. First of all, we need the statue of Edward. It's locked in the Art Corps storage room. I'll probably need your help to get it out of there, but it shouldn't be too difficult for a werewolf like you. The other ingredient as well, the venom of Gorgon snakes. You can get it from Lily Snakes, since you sleep with her, you know. Okay, Sophia, I'll help you. Hope someday you'll tell me the rest of the story. The rest of the story? Well, if you want to know the whole story, I can tell you. Do you want me to tell you about the old Dean? What? The old Dean? No, I wasn't referring to that. Let's forget it. She keeps changing the subject. Okay, sure. Tell me about the old Dean, then. Well, you see, the old Dean is right above us. What? Yeah, he was transformed years ago by a Gorgon right here. Since then, he's remained here like this. Gorgons are really terrible. Yeah, definitely among the most dangerous monster species. Anyway, I think we've chatted enough, don't you? Aren't you satisfied? These are steps forward. Now we should start planning out a retrieval we need for this ritual. Okay, Sophia. Thank you for agreeing to help me, Grim. Maybe you're not as bad as I thought. It took a while, but at least you noticed. Come on, let's get to work. Yes, thank you. I'm in the art studio as Sophia asked me to take away the Gorgon guy statue she told me about. How nervous. I've never done anything like this before. It's not like me to do these things. I'm not used to it. I get so nervous. Here, that should be the door to the warehouse. It doesn't seem particularly sturdy. Maybe I can manage to break it with a crowbar. Here we are. It's time for the truth. I have to make it. I want to uncover the truth about Lily, Sophia, and this whole story of the boy turned to stone. Grim! What are you doing? That door can't be opened. Professor! I apologize. I didn't think it was a problem. I thought you'd been warned. You can't enter there. But I've been told so many things these last days that maybe I forgot. And there are no notices on the door, so... And then, well... You know, they told me about a beautiful statue that would be inside, and I wanted to see it. Statue? Who told you about the statue? Anyway, yeah, it's there. There's a statue inside, but that statue must remain there and nobody should approach it. Why leave a statue which is defined as perfect in the warehouse to collect dust? I don't understand. Well, I shouldn't tell you this, Grim, but what you call a statue is actually a person. Then why it's as perfect as... That's why it's as perfect as they say. I would really like to be able to observe its perfection anyway. Oh, Grim, you don't need to. You can just look in the mirror to admire a perfect body. Damn it, the teacher is really into me. Oh well, I'll play along. What could go wrong? Thank you, Shosha. Actually, I don't even need a mirror. I just need to see my reflection in your eyes. Oh, Grim, I see you're good with words, too. Well then, undress. So I can make a comparison between you and the statue. Of course, Shosha, as you wish. So, am I better than the statue or not? Oh, Grim, yes. Yes, I like what I see. Yes. However, in order to make an adequate comparison, I have to be able to touch the lines of your muscles. Can I? Please, Shosha, go ahead. Yes, definitely perfect. Well, now finish undressing so I can also evaluate the rest. Obviously, always for pure artistic spirit, nothing else. Shosha's more uninhabited than I thought. As you wish, Shosha, Oh, very interesting. Beautiful. Perfect. Certainly worthy of your lineage. Oh, I absolutely must capture all of this perfection. A portrait, huh? Alright, Shosha. Make sure to stay in that pose and keep that gorgeous musculature taut. Perfect, yes. No, something's missing. What? What could it be? Yes, there are. A nice erection. I see where she wants to go. She wants to play with my dick. Could be fun. but I'm not sure I want to do this. Yeah, you should. Well, why don't you stop me, Shosha? Always for pure artistic interest. There's nothing wrong with that, right? You're right, Grim. Then I'll take care of you. So come on, pull yourself up. Don't worry, Shosha. Your presence alone is making him hard. Yes? Oh, it's reacting. But it's not enough yet. I should really work hard to make it perfect for the painting. Go ahead, I can't wait, Shosha. Oh, she's doing the thing. Oh, Shosha, your tongue. Wonderful. Here is the erection I was looking for, but I'm still not convinced. Let's see what I can do. Oh! Yes, Shosha. Ah! Now that's what I call getting extra credit from your professors. Shosha, if you keep this up... Fuck yes! Oh, Shosha! I'm about to come! Not the painting!
Painting?
Coming! Ah! You surely have a weird artistic flair! That was fun, but I think I need to clean up before class now. I'll never forget this moment, Grim. Good. And now that she's gone, finally I can try to access the statue now and leave before anyone notices it. I'll warn Sophia so that she can do it with it whatever she wants. Finally! My personal bodyguard has arrived. I already feel more protected and calm. At your service, m'lady. Ha ha. Ha, silly. I see you got some clothes. Yeah, I borrowed some things from Lenny's sister. Do you know her? I've heard of her. What do you think? I find that pink suits me particularly well, don't you think? Damn, that top doesn't leave much to the imagination. Lily really has impressive boobs. It really suits you. Are you tired, Grim? I don't feel like going to sleep yet. What do you say we do something to pass the evening? Certainly, Lily. As expected, Lily has no intention of going to sleep. But I need her to fall into a deep sleep so I can take a sample of her snake venom. Luckily, I have a plan to make it collapse. Actually, I just brought something to spend the evening together. Oh, how clever, Grim. What do you suggest? Thought a good bottle of wine could be useful to make you forget your worries. And you know, to spend the evening in good spirits. What do you say? I think it's a splendid idea. Better than the movie. You can do the movie too. And so my friend told him. I'm very careful about it, Doctor. I only drink on days that end in Y. Ha ha, silly, what a terrible joke. Yet you're laughing. I'm laughing because of the wine. We've already finished the bottle you brought. Luckily, alcohol doesn't affect me much. Oh, good. What luck. Damn, I was hoping that making her drink all that wine would make her collapse. And instead, she's still so awake. Me, on the other hand, I'm starting to feel it. It's been a really intense day. Sophia, Rachel, Shosha, Grace, they really squeezed me dry. I get it, Grim. Huh? What? That was your plan, huh? To get me drunk and take advantage of me. Ha, very clever of you. What can I say? You caught me. You really caught on to my shady intentions. Ha ha ha. Oh, for a moment I was afraid that she actually had understood something. Too bad, it seems like the plan backfired on you. I see that in the end, it's you who's feeling it the most. Ha ha, yeah, it's been a long day. Don't worry, what do you say we go to bed? Actually, I wouldn't mind. So tired. I can't wait to sleep. What a nice scent you have, Grim. So manly. Oh, thank you, Lily. Will you sleep with me tonight, Grim? What a question. Of course. Come on, let's go to bed then. I'm not gonna miss this opportunity. I have to resist a little longer. As soon as Lily falls deeply asleep, I can extract the poison from Sophia. I have to try not to wake her up. I wouldn't want to be discovered. Lily! Grim! Having you close to me, I can't resist anymore, Grim. Since the first time we met, I've desired you. Lily, all the signals I've sent you so far, if you don't want to make a move, well, I'll take the first step, even this time. Your smell, your body, the huge cock you have between your legs. Grim, I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me so hard. Here, now. Lily! No use. Never once does anything go smoothly. There's only one thing to do. I have to fuck her so hard that she gets tired properly. Only then can I proceed with my plan. Okay, Lily. You want to get fucked, huh? Well, I hope you're ready. Yes, Grim, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, guys. This is where we're going to end it. That way we can give you a full-on Lily sex scene next time. I'm out.